Once again, we hear the word precision from people who think bombs can be precise. We hear the price of fighting terrorism from people who don't have to pay that price. We see a cloud where there should be a college. We see a reservoir reduced to soil. And though they now admit that the marketplace was hit, they didn't hit the Ministry of Oil. What they call a military target is sacred to all soldiers brave and loyal. You can bomb a shrine, you can bomb a power line, but you never bomb the Ministry of Oil. Once again, the mayhem they call warfare is followed by the melee they call peace. Tearing through the stores and the museum, while the U.S. Army played police. How much do you suppose that artwork sold for as their last remaining food began to spoil? The situation's bad, but no place in Baghdad is safer than the Ministry of Oil. The medicine has all been confiscated, and soon there won't be water left to boil. And one might wonder who'd think up names like oil for food, when what they mean is Ministry of Oil. If there's any logic in the universe, if the future isn't just absurd, if justice is precise instead of infinite, if freedom is enjoyed and not endured, I'll take my class out someday on a field trip, past the shells of Shell and Uniroyal. And as they're roaming round the musty White House grounds, I'll say, kids, this was the Ministry of Oil. I'll say, kids, it was a peaceful revolution. There weren't any battles to embroil, and I'm very glad to tell that not one person fell. It's an aspect of our history that every child knows well, how we failed to avoid one building being destroyed. But at least it was the Ministry of